Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Matamore's here, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and co-founder of the Growth Engine Company, LLC. It's an agency based in Norwalk, Connecticut, where he helps companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. He's our good friend, Brian Matamore. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to talk to you as always.
Good to have you back as always, Brian. Uh-huh. Hey, one of the things that I know you work a lot on in your business is helping small businesses especially, but in the organization, get the most out of the team. Make sure that they don't leave any unused brilliance or ideas or questions stuck in the back of the brain. And one of the things that we're doing around here for a long time now is trying to help small business owners as the CEO of their company, not just the manager of the day-to-day stuff, but as the CEO of their company, think about the way we use our human resources, how we deploy them, how do we get the most out of them. So talk to us about how to do that.
Well, you know, a lot of companies ask us to help them train their employees in creativity and all those kind of things. And you know, we do specific assignments as well. And I was given a talk to Con Ed, and, you know, a larger company. But I thought, you know, I thought it was all about me training people how to use creative techniques, and that was certainly part of it. But to get ready for this talk, I went out on the trucks with the Con Ed employees, and mm-hmm. I asked them all a question, and it was not dissimilar to the question you just asked, you know, what do you think?
What do you think? That powerful four-letter question, four-word question that I talked about earlier in the hour, to me, that's one of the most powerful management executive questions you can ask.
I couldn't agree more. And the way I framed it at the time was I said, what are you most proud of? I was just curious. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just wanted to get information out of the company. And I had a eureka moment because I talked to like 15 different employees, all, you know, some with 30 years in the company. Every single one of them, it blew my mind, said, you know, I'm most proud of this idea I came up with. A little idea, big idea, it didn't matter. They all said it was when they had come up with something new. And that was such a eureka moment for me.
Did you get the idea that they had been able to do something with that idea? Or that it was just that they liked it because they thought of it, but they didn't get to use it?
No, that's a great question. It's because they somehow figured out also how to make it happen. You know, I had an idea to make sure all the drivers had a mobile phone. You know, it could be a small idea.
And it got leverage. It got sent up the line then.
It did. Good. It did. And so that was such a eureka moment because I realized not only are ideas critical for small businesses to survive, you know, in this competitive environment, mm-hmm. but it's also about, you know, employee enthusiasm and pride and commitment and loyalty. That is we call it a facilitating leader. But as a leader, it's not just ideas to grow the company. It's to build, help employees be more satisfied with their job. Because if they're not self-actualizing in their job, they're not going to be happy.
And no matter how much money you pay them.
Exactly, and this is particularly true of millennials, mm-hmm. as you probably know. I mean, they'll say the heck with it. I'm leaving if I'm not contributing in important ways. So anyway, that was just such a moment for me. That kind of changed my life, and I realized that ideas are not just about helping the company grow. It's about employee satisfaction, frankly.
Well, exactly. There's no question about it. And the thing that happens a lot of times is I think employers miss the point that that people, when they show up for work, they want to be successful just like you want to be successful. That they've got their assignment, you've got your assignment, you have your definition of success, but they also have their definition of success. Now, they might not have thought about it. It may not be something that they wake up in the morning and like, you know, maybe like a hard-charging entrepreneur would wake up in the morning and say, this is where I want to take my company today. But if you spend enough time with them, if you ask them enough, you know, what do you think, ask them that enough, they'll tell you, you'll be able, as you did out on that truck, you'll be able to see what it is that they think is successful. And if you want to have an engaged employee, just go make that happen. What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I did want to say, you know, this whole idea thing, people often think, oh, yeah, it's the big idea. It's not the big idea. It's, and you brought it up, Jim, all these ideas about how you implement things. So you can have the big idea, but there's as much creativity or more in the implementation of those. How are you creative about how you make something happen? And that's where every employee can contribute, no matter what the station, no matter what the title. You know, my partner, when he was doing a product, the engineers couldn't figure it out. And so he went to the guys on the line, and they figured it out. The guys on the line figured it out and ended up saving the company millions of dollars.
Wow.
So actually, they couldn't have even launched the product without it, but it was the guys on the line that came up with a very, very simple creative solution on how to, you know, put these two things together to make it work.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. That is amazing how people out where the rubber meets the road, you know, they've just got the common sense and the practicality that sometimes a great idea needs more than they need, you know, all the degrees and the, you know, and the philosophy.
Well, I had an unbelievable. I worked with a cleaning company, a small cleaning device company, and you know we went out and talked to guys who were cleaning the restrooms. this is 15 executives standing around this guy, this 17-year-old worker who was cleaning the restrooms, and he was educating us on how to do that. And it was one of the most heartwarming things I ever saw.
You know what, Napoleon, I love telling the story that's allegedly what Napoleon did when his generals brought him a battle plan, that he brought in the dumbest private in the army. and if they couldn't make him understand their plan, they had to go make another plan.
I love it.
So sounds like you were turning the tables. You were getting the private to teach the generals.
Absolutely.
Brian, hold on.
Often no more.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Give us your website quickly, Brian.
Sure.
Your website quickly, Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry. The website. Yeah, it's Growth Engine. It's www.growth-engine.com.
Great. Quick break. Right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.